True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
It's 5 o'clock, and I will say this. I always like to observe when we're in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, the jerseys, the fan base. Not a ton of Yankees fans that I've seen lined up here on Lambsdale.
No, this is good.
A lot of Fenway greens, Fenway jerseys, Sox fans. Yep, we got a Fenway green right in front of us. And I think that's good because we've sort of seen that ebb and flow over this year, but also previous years. This is a big game, and it seems like it's going to be mostly. I did see a Royals guy on my way to the bathroom. I don't know how he plays into this whole Red Sox Yankees. Yeah, there was a guy in a Royals jersey out there. I don't know what he's doing.
He's lost. Someone needs to help that man.
But he's loyal. He's loyal to his team. I appreciate it. But a lot of Fenway greens. Other thing I've noticed. What do you guys think of the Fenway green merch in addition to the jersey, and then compare it, Fitzy, in particular you, I'm interested in, because the Patriots rivalry jerseys I think I like more than most. I think they're really, really cool. I'm not sure I like the sweatshirts and the hats that are in the same storm blue, and I don't know how that makes any sense, but that's my reaction, because it all went on sale this week. You can get winter hats, baseball caps, sweatshirts. I don't love the other merch as much as I like the jersey itself, Fitzy.
There's just the Nor'easter rivalry jerseys just feel a touch muted to me. I don't know why. Like, the jersey itself looks cool, and I like the cap, but the rest of the merch, I'm not digging on. I think the best alternative jersey of any of the four sports in town by far is the City Connect Fenway green monster jerseys. I think they're so freak. They make so much sense. They're so artfully crafted. They're so organic to the team and the fan base and the stadium and the region, everything. And the hoodies and the caps, awesome. I love it. Just with that little touch, the white and that little touch of yellow, just like you're looking at the scoreboard. I don't know how anyone can say anything else is better.
And as Sean McDonough noticed in that Narvaez walk-off, in recent years, the Fenway greens, and then preceding that, the yellows. Red Sox are really good in these alternate City Connect jerseys, so hopefully that continues tonight. I'm already calling the David Hamilton walk-off home run. I might be the only person on the planet. I should probably bet on that.
You promised you would
win
stop.
A lot of money.
You said you wouldn't drink in the clubhouse again.
I make no promises.
Die by David Hamilton, aren't you, Bubba?
See, there's a Miller Lite cooler about 15 feet from the door out here. And
I know it well.
Send it.
Soon.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Can't
Dan Ball has his hand up to start the drive. What's up, Dan?
David Hamilton is plus 930 to hit a home run at all. Uh-huh. So if you'd like to ride with that at all, you could make a pretty penny off your boy today.
Now, is it possible? I don't know enough about gambling. Can I wait till like the ninth inning and then do an anytime home run?
Yeah, you could live bet that.
With live bet odds?
Those odds would probably be out of control.
Okay, after three or four Miller Lights, remind me that I want to do that later.
Will do.
So we kicked off the show today. We started last week talking to Patriots coordinators on a Patriots Friday here. We talked to Jeremy Springer. Today it was Josh McDaniel's turn, and we'll get into this after we hear the answer from the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. Some people think this was maybe a controversial first question for me to ask Josh, but I asked him about his relationship with his boss, his head coach, Mike Vrabel. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Build around when you say that. I think a lot of people look to the quarterback position, Drake May. You made some comments yesterday about not too much being on his plate and him being the right guy, and that stood out to me. Early in your relationship with Drake May, why do you say he's the right guy?
He's just all the right things. He's a great person, great human being, really bright, high character, hard worker, team first guy, in early, stays late, cares about all the little things, wants to do anything and everything he can to improve and help the team win, does all the right things off the field. So there's just all those factors that go into that position. And, you, in order to be good at that position, there's so many things that you need to be proficient at, and Drake is on his way to becoming that in every way. So couldn't be more excited about him, what he does day to day, what he does to prepare, how he improves each day, learns from mistakes, and is a great teammate. So I think that obviously was clear with the way that his teammates voted him a captain here in his second year.
Much like Drake May audibles out of a Josh McDaniels run play, he doesn't like Stiz audible. He wanted to hear about Drake May and why he's the right guy in New England. Ted Johnson, did you buy that answer? Because that was a little bit, I won't say controversial, but when Josh said yesterday, he's the right guy.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, wow, that's pretty definitive 1 week into working with him in this second season. Expands on you know, it, you buy it.
You know what I loved? I loved it, that you guys asked the question. Because nobody asked him why. Well, right. Why do you think he's?
That's what I do.
And that was, and I thought it was, you know, let Josh answer the question, because, you know, if he's tired, he sounds, it's the end of the week, and so he might give you an answer that's going to really be kind of revealing, you know, in the way he delivered. I thought the way he talked about Drake May, that is like, it felt authentic and real to me. It felt like he actually meant what he was saying, and I was listening for any hesitation. He seems to be really high on the kid.
I agree. Fitzy, it sounded a lot like the reasons why we heard other teams like Drake May going into last year's draft. The Patriots weren't the other team that would have taken Drake May with the third pick. You know, there's a Minnesota might have been interested. The Giants might have been interested. Quarterback guys, teams that need, you know the quarterback position. Sounds like Josh McDaniels agrees with all those people. And it's weird because it's us on the outside that are starting to question him. It feels like inside they still are all in on Drake May.
Because we've seen him now in action for 12 games or just over one calendar year. There hasn't been that dynamic play save for the one in Tennessee. There hasn't been the signature comeback. There hasn't been back-to-back wins. He still has a win, even though we all seem to be enamored with his pocket presence, his mobility, his size, his strength, and the processing ability we hear about. But as far as McDaniel's response, it didn't sound rote. It didn't sound like he was reading company talking points. It didn't sound like a hostage tape. I thought it was, like Ted said, I think authentic was the best way to describe it.
And it validated yesterday, because even some people yesterday, when Josh said he's the right guy, is there a question mark on the end of that? Are you saying it?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of with some assertive nature.
Yep.
Today, he said, I like Drake May.
He did.
That's what he said. Like, Drake May
kind of
right
went
guy.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
Droned
yeah.
on about it.
Almost like, okay, we get it. You like him. Sorry I asked. We'll move on now. You like him.
Right.
You're not going to. We're not going to.
But a very good question to ask. And
well, thank you.
I thought, you know what? Good. He's going to make Josh have to answer. If he doesn't really feel like answering it, it's going to come across as frustration, and we'll read into that. I read into, I'm glad you asked, almost. you know, and he took his time to really go through each detail. And I just thought, okay, that feels real to me.
And that's interesting, Ted, because you're a guy who has been all in on Drake May, but of late is like, okay, now I'm starting to see some things I don't love, or correct, it's not coming as fast. So for you to sort of hear that, maybe it doubles down on your previous takes.
It does. It makes me look, I want Josh to work out as an offensive coordinator. I think he's a more than competent offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a trendsetter or anything really dynamic, but I think he's very, you know, just solid at his job. And so I want that partnership to work out.
As Bradfo said, the secret is really for Josh McDaniels and Drake May to score touchdowns.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
They score touchdowns.
Why are we overthinking this?
We should have told Josh that. Well, next week we'll get him when he's up.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask you one quick question, guys. What's more likely in your minds? The Patriots have a turnaround based on Josh getting through to Drake and Drake understanding the offense and exposing it to its or pushing it to its full mastery? Or Josh one and dunning under Vrabel because he's been through four OCs in 6 years at Tennessee?
No.
Can't be a one and done.
It will not be a one and done.
Can't be a one and done.
I believe in Josh. I believe in Drake. So if you put those two together, talent, coaching, like I think it'll work out.
I mean,
am I 100% in? No, you can't ever be 100% in. But if I had to pick one of those, they'll be together as the quarterback and OC of the Patriots next year.
I'll sign off on that thinking.
And look better. Yep. Mike Giardi. Speaking of looking better or not looking better, Mike Giardi joined us, Boston Sports Journal. He joins us every Friday. And we asked him about this ongoing issue, whatever the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez and his hamstring. What the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez?
There's no question. Like, they believed and they let everybody know that's in with their, you know, their management group that, oh, he'll be fine for week one. He'll be fine for week one. And then all of a sudden you got to maybe post-Minnesota and those joint practices, and then it was like, I don't know, maybe this is lingering. And so, yeah, now we're at a point where, what, hasn't practiced since July 28th? I don't know. You hope next Wednesday he's out to practice, but at this point I couldn't tell you whether he will be or not.
You know what I missed the first time? They let everybody know in their management group, he said, that Christian Gonzalez was expected to – that was an interesting way of
it
describing
is.
Management.
You want to flesh that out? What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. So is that the crafts? Are you telling the crafts that? Is that the management group? Or is that...
Oh, his team of people.
His people?
His agents. That's what I'm thinking.
Are we going down like... Remember Gronk and the family and joint statements?
Maybe. I don't know.
Looking out for himself.
I mean, for Mike to phrase it that way, he's obviously heard things.
Yeah. Oh, he hears a lot. I will say this. I know Mike Giardi talks to a lot of people in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Player level, coach level, scout level, above that.
That was a unique
level.
Way of saying it. When he said it that way, that is worth... Yeah.
Yeah. What does that exactly mean?
So does that... You're making now... Is this a high maintenance kind of guy we're working with?
Well...
Is this going to be a tough...
I always assume... They're all high maintenance. No offense. But, like, if you're a star cornerback.
They don't make them like me anymore.
Well, you were not a star cornerback.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I don't think Robert Spillane is high maintenance, and he's going to have 175 tackles, according to you. Right?
Well, he's got to get more TFLs. But, yeah, he's going to have a lot of tackles.
Okay. So, I don't think he's high maintenance. But I think cornerbacks, quarterbacks, pass rushers, maybe, like, those marquee positions can be high maintenance. And
no doubt.
Between the player and his representative. I do think things can probably get sideways or weird. Whatever it is, the bottom line is you're going into your second week of the season and you haven't
not
seen
your best player.
You're all right. You're all pro cornerback. Yep. And then this week, Fitzy, it's not against a team that doesn't have a number one wide receiver. It's actually against a team that not too long ago, probably about a year and a half ago, people would say Dolphins got two number one wide receivers. They got two guys.
Easily.
Two guys.
Jalen Waddle, and the Cheetah.
So do we have any fear, Fitzy, that this is for this very reason, just because you're undermanned in the back end, forget all the other factors, because you're undermanned in the back end, that this is a get-right game for the passing attack of the Dolphins?
I wouldn't say, well, I mean, how do you not get right from last week where Tua completed like eight passes? Like, he was god awful last week. Couldn't have played any worse. They can't be worse than that. It'll be a sort of get right-ish game for them as well. If we're talking about Tua going 23 for 31, 263 yards and three touchdowns on the Six Rings postgame show Sunday at 4:00, well, Ted's and Newton doing TV, we are in big, big, big trouble as news reporting agencies, as a fan base, as a franchise. Like, that would be beyond unacceptable.
Two other injury notes while we're at it. Keon White, out.
Hasn't practiced all week.
Hasn't practiced. Also isn't trending in a direction that people wanted him to trend in.
I looked at his snap count from last week just to see how much he was out there.
Sub 50, right?
46%.
Yeah. Mm. And he's a guy that a lot of people thought might be the next great pass rusher and, like, violence and all these things.
You didn't hear that from me. I've been telling you.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. And the other notable one, Morgan Moses, is questionable. And Mike Vrabel
said, I don't like that.
If Moses can't play, you will get Marcus Bryant. Oh, so you will have a
rookie offensive linemen.
And what do you do with three rookie offensive linemen?
You feast.
You told me that. They didn't feast last week, but you add one more, they might feast this week. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And the Dolphins have pass rushers.
That's the one thing they
do have. Like, they got some guys that can get after it if you put guys that are not ready to go out there. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Chop Robinson, excellent. Jalen Phillips. So help me God, if Matt Judon gets a sack and then does the wipe his sleeve routine this week. Yeah. Oh, shoot me.
What does he have for sleeves down there? I haven't even seen them. Are they orange? Are they aqua? Or is it still red?
Well, I think aqua would be cool.
Aqua would be cool. Yeah, yeah. Red would not work with the color scheme. No. I don't think
orange. Maybe orange. It's gotta be orange.
Yeah, orange would be nice. Ooh.
Orange, but I think aqua's better.
Now I'm rooting for him to get a sack and wipe his face with that orange sleeve. Dan Ball has the answer.
Image from Instagram does show orange sleeve.
Oh,
yep.
I just became a little fan.
He's the dude with the orange sleeves now.
Yep. Rob Bradford joined us here in the studio at Fenway Park, and he has been hot on this Alex Bregman potential opt-out story. He posted a story on WEEI.com. He has talked to Scott Boris.
He's just stirring the pot, man.
He feels like, I mean,
pot stir.
15 games to go, Rob. We can't wait and let this wait till after the season.
I know. It's
what are we doing this now?
Yeah, what's up?
So he talked to Scott Boris and talked about the importance of Bregman.
For an ownership group from another organization to commit long-term at that type of money for Alex Bregman, they're going to have to be convinced of that. And sometimes that's a tough sell in this day and age of baseball decision-making.
Yep.
In other words, like, teams will say, if you go by them, I had one executive tell me the other day, is that no team would sign a free agent if you go by the model, right? The model. They keep saying the models. We model this and we model that. No team would sign a free agent because they see none of what Alex Bregman delivers. And by the way, there was at least one, you know, there was people in the Red Sox organization who were like, yeah, you know, we don't need Alex Bregman. Of course you need Alex Bregman. Like, I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I can tell you, I was right about that.
See, I was wrong about Alex Bregman. I didn't think he could possibly live up to $40 million a year. Mm-hmm. And even with the injury, and even with the no one really noticing he hasn't hit for like a month and a half now, he's been worth the $40 million. He's part of the reason you're playing meaningful baseball mid-September at Fenway Park.
Say it. I want to hear you say it.
I'm sorry, Ted. You were right. I was wrong. Is that what you wanted to hear?
That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You can take your victory lap now. But I also understand why another team owner would be like, wait, you want me to sign this aging guy who kind of faded as the year went on, had a soft tissue muscle injury. You want me to give him how much for how long? Like, that can be a tough sell. He means more to you when you know what you've seen day to day that he means to you.
Exactly.
Yes, Dan Ball.
And the stories of the importance just continue to grow. There was something that was posted by our guy Tim Healy a couple days ago telling stories about how he, for another example, called the two catchers into his hotel room and apparently talked about pitching until 2 or 3 in the morning one night early in the season. Like, the amount of player-manager type stories that continue to line up are just out of control.
Right. Why don't they just lock him up to a lifetime contract? When Cora's done, you can slide right into the manager role here.
You're the Mayo. You're the coach. You're the manager in waiting.
No, I don't.
You know what? This.
You know what? Let me think of a better example than that.
This has a little bit of a teacher's pet kind of feel and vibe, but it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me one bit.
It's real. There's a phony feel to it until you see it and hear about it and realize it isn't phony.
And I'm
there's no show.
I'm eating it up. I want all the Alex Bregman stories I can get, man.
All right. And finally here, we had some audio that kind of broke during our show today or shortly before. Mike Vrabel held his usual Friday press conference, talked a lot about a lot of different things. One of them was his appearance earlier in the week on the Greg Hill Show. You know, and that was where he talked about sometimes just running the ball when you need to run the ball. Don't get so cute and change the play and all these things. Well, now feels a little bit like he's walking it back or making excuses for why he might say something like that. Let's listen to Mike Vrabel today.
Mike, you had a quote this week on radio where you said we'll need a more consistent and fine-tuned run plan that we believe in. That got me wondering, can you give the Cliff Notes version on how you guys game plan
Yeah, I mean, I think. No. I mean, again, this is, and I know that doing a radio show at 6:30 on Monday morning after a loss is probably going to come back to haunt me, and it's going to get picked apart. And so I'll do my best to try to explain that after a week, but. You know, that's the position, and we can all look over at Stacy, but I get it. I'll be there every morning, Monday, 6:30. No, it just trust in the look. Trust in the look, right? We got a plan, and you got to block support. And you can't always figure out where they're going to be, right?
All right, Stiz, you can stop that there. So he's getting into the football aspect of it, which we all get. You know, there's different he went into that the other day. Oh, there's a safety. Sometimes you just got to beat the safety. He might tackle you.
Smart, man. It's
all of that.
Yeah, he's getting you off the scent.
But what I want to talk about is the fact that he's like, it was a Monday morning, 6:30.
I didn't really mean
after a loss. I knew it would be picked apart.
Did you say it or did you say it?
Again, this is Mayo stuff. Mm-hmm. This is what we ripped Mayo for, saying something and then walking it back and trying to make an excuse for why he said it. And I think Mike is very smart. I think he's generally ahead of the curve, manipulative even sometimes with the media and people. In this case, I don't know. You said it. Like, just take your lumps, move on, and don't say it again, I guess is how I would take it.
Yeah, as good and as skilled as he is in just the putting arguments together and making his case and just being an orator, he's excellent, but – this job can wear you down.
Yeah.
And this is a different animal altogether. This media, this team, and this town. And it's a little bit of a learning curve for him too, man. It's not going to be perfect maybe to start here. And he already – I mean, they're two games in, and he already looks like they've played 12 games. He looks exhausted already.
Presidential aging here in Foxborough. Fitzy, is this any concern, or is this just – even though he was here, new coach, new job, figuring out the job on the fly, smart guy, he's accomplished, he'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll take the latter for 600, Alex.
Me too.
Don't forget, it's been a while since he's been in a media market this scrutinous and this heavily populated with people that are just living and dying by his every breath, word, rat, and take. Mm-hmm.
I also think that it is interesting from his perspective. He might have think he kind of got away with it. Now it's Friday. That was Monday morning. This is late Friday. And Greg, I believe that was Greg Bedard. Is like,
it was. Following up on something you said 4 days earlier.
And I feel like Greg had the quote right in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Mike, you said on a radio show earlier this week, and he reads it to him verbatim, and Mike's like, oh, boy. Well, I knew that might bite me in the butt.
Do you know what the word that people are dissecting in that statement is plan?
Yes.
So it's not like – so he's basically suggesting that they typically – you put together an overall game plan for your running game and that needs to be scrutinized. Well, that's taking a shot at your offensive coordinator without
correct
meaning to, maybe.
I also, if I was going to be critical here, Mike, you're on the sideline. You have a headset.
I'm the same way.
You know every call being called.
Just go over and tell them what you want.
Hey, Josh, can we stop
hello?
Doing that?
Hello?
Josh, can we – like 60 minutes, long game.
Dude, it frustrated me with Mayo that way.
Yeah.
It's almost like his office is like two down from you, right? Can't you go tell him – you don't want him to run the ball,
right,
but you know, start the, you know, to keep the clock running, to start to finish the second half, blah blah blah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Tell him in the moment when you have that ability.
It's amazing.
You don't even have to walk over there because they have channels. You can find the channel that goes directly to Josh.
You know what I tell people all the time? You'd be amazed at all the things you would think people would say to each other behind closed doors because it seems obvious to us that they really don't say. There is a terrible communication to me in all football offices.
Just seems like a simple fix. Say it directly to Josh during the game. Don't say it to Greg Hill at 6:30 on a Monday. I mean, we appreciate the content here at WEEI. Makes it must-listen radio every Monday to Mic'd Up Monday. But, say it on the sideline to Josh instead of the microphone a few hours later on a Monday morning. That's going to do it for the drive here, WEEI Afternoons. And football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday. It's 5:30. And as you learned last week, that means it's time for us to show you how terrible we are at picking NFL games. It's time for the Pick 6 on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the final time, has what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
So let's start there with Mike Vrabel. Now that you have a game week under your belt, right? You prepared for a game, and now you've come out the other side of a game. I know you guys knew each other previously, but how do you feel like that working relationship is with your head coach, Mike Vrabel?
Great. Great. Vrabel is great to work for, and obviously a big reason why I was excited about this opportunity, and he's really good at what he does, and he's got a great vision for our team and does a great job of, you know, leading us and our group, and no, it's been awesome.
I wish Josh just waited two or three more seconds after, you know, after saying, you know, just before he said great.
Oh, I cut it, Ted. There was a few seconds. There was a longer pause than what you heard.
It was like 45 seconds long originally.
Okay, do we add this to the list of questions I shouldn't have asked?
No, just ask him about the pause next time.
He doesn't sound convinced. Or he's not. Yes. Doesn't sound convincing, I should say.
We asked you about what you thought of Vrabes last week. You didn't sound very positive. Can you follow up on
that? He sounded positive. He said great. He said he's really good at what he does. He has a great vision for the football team. I heard a very good answer from a very good offensive coordinator.
Oh, that's because you're best friends.
We're not best friends.
Best friends. I forgot.
But it was a fair question, and I'm going to take his answer at face value. Okay. Okay.
All right. That's you.
I remember when we were both that young and doing that. Oh. And, you know, it's fondly, I would say. Fond memories and good times.
Any embarrassing Andy stories before we hit the road?
None. I only have great memories of Andy Hart. He's a class guy and a good friend. So I'm happy for all your success, buddy.
I'm glad he ended on a lie.
I should cry. That's what Giardi said when he texted us and made Fitzy laugh.
Not a lie. Because he's lying.
Why best can't you friends people, that anyone can have.
It's not okay. How come when all these callers call in and say, Ted, you're a legend. You're the greatest ever, Ted. Everybody just agrees.
Because he won 3 Super Bowls.
Josh McDaniels has won more than 3.
And he's talking about you.
Exactly.
Work with
so the man
I know you've
is
done
an
something,
expert.
And I know you've done something stupid around
it's
Josh
a visor
McDaniels.
Thing, guys. The visor guys, they stick together.
They're visor pros.
Speaking of clubs, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers in the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. F is what you were saying if you bet with us last week, because we picked a lot of games. We did not pick a lot of games correctly. So we're talking about bounce back week for the Patriots and Dolphins. Dan Ball, take control. We need a bounce back week in our pick six.
Yes, we do. So we went 1-5 in our game picks.
Ouch.
2-4 in our Patriots picks. And it is time now, Stanley, for the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Let's go indeed, Tom. We begin with our picks in the NFL, and then we'll make our picks for the New England Patriots, beginning with Andy Hart. What's your pick?
Okay, we know I like to go big games, but I actually like this game. I like this number. I like this bet. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are really good.
Yeah.
And I think the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to figure out who they are.
Wow.
It's at Arrowhead.
Yep.
So there is the concern there for me, but I think Jalen Hurts and company can go into Arrowhead. They are 1.5-point favorites at Arrowhead, the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles minus 1.5 at Kansas City.
Can the Chiefs start 0-2?
And they will, and I'm always right.
Gutsy.
Like last week.
All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, your pick.
All right, last week they won by just barely covering the spread down in New Orleans against a lousy Saints team. This week they have their home opener, and I'll tell you, if you do a quick Google search, everyone is saying make sure you stream the D. That's right, Andy, I said it. Stream the nice. D of the Arizona Cardinals because they have rookie sensation at cornerback Will Johnson, the legend of Calais Campbell, Zaven Collins, old pal Mac Davis, and more. Plus, their offense is coming around, so give me the Cardinals in their home opener to cover 6.5 against the reeling Carolina Panthers.
They were the one victory for the afternoon's crew was the Cardinals at that same number against the Saints, so we'll double down with them. Ted Johnson, your pick.
Okay, so I think the Falcons-Vikings game's interesting. The Falcons are interesting because I'm a big Michael Penix fan, and in an opening game, even though they lost in week one, Penix went off, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 300 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions.
Big Penix
taking on the Vikings. taking on the Vikings. So we all know J.J. McCarthy brought him back to win their game in the home opener. I'm with the Falcons. I think the Falcons. I'm a big believer in Michael Penix. That was my guy all along last year, and so I want to see him do well. And I think they beat the Vikings. So the Vikings are given 3.5 points. So I'll take the Falcons and the points.
And I thought J.J. had it. Now, it is a loss this week.
Yeah, it might regress in week two. We'll certainly see that. Stanley Stiz Bruno, your pick.
I am now officially an Aaron Rodgers believer, boys. That's right. So the Steelers, they're hosting Seattle on Sunday, kickoff 1 o'clock. Steelers minus 3. I'm going with the Steelers, baby.
Wow.
Discount double check. Rodgers!
You share political values with him and everything, too. Vaccination beliefs.
Nope, let's move on. Let's move on. Moving on.
Ayahuasca.
Our guy Brian, who's running the Twitch right now, has the Cowboys minus 4.5 against the New York football
Giants. That's a good one.
That is a good one indeed.
I thought the Cowboys looked good against the Eagles.
Yeah. It's surprisingly so after all the tumult of their offseason.
One small issue, Dan. Deron Bland, who's their best member of their secondary, I think he's a better corner than Diggs, is out for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Could that be an issue? Oh, the Giants suck.
Because
never mind.
The Giants suck. They do have a good receiver, but he hates the Giants right now.
Yes, including their quarterback, who I don't know how long he's going to be their quarterback for. It's just a mess in New York once again. In my pick, I have the Rams minus 5.5 against the Tennessee Titans. Titans did not score a touchdown last week. They had 4 field goals. They were one of 7 teams who gave up more than 150 rushing yards. So Kyron Williams, big day. Rams minus 5.5. So once more, it's Eagles minus 1.5 for Andy Hart. Cardinals minus 6.5 for Fitzy. Falcons plus 3.5 for Ted Johnson. I have the Rams minus 5.5. Stiz has the Steelers minus 3. And Brian has the Cowboys minus 4.5. Our parlay odds plus 4,472. $10 wins you $457.25. Those are our picks on the games. Andy Hart, your pick for Patriots and Dolphins.
Yeah, I alluded to, I said this yesterday, I was taking the Dolphins. I just think there's a lot of reasons to pick the Dolphins. The one reason not to is the players-only meeting and they hate their coach and they don't really care anymore. And they're not. If I take them as professionals, Ted, and they're trying to win, I think the Dolphins bounce back here. They're at home. Two is undefeated against the Patriots and Mike Vrabel. They have two receivers that are due for big games. You were giving up big gains in the passing game. There's just all these no Gonzalez defense, blah, blah, blah. Patriots lose 31-17 to Miami.
Wow.
31-17. Jeez. Yep.
14 points if you're doing the math at home.
Do we ever figure out what's the opposite of the homer hunk?
It's my voice.
It's WEI Afternoons coming up after. Okay. Fitzy, your pick this week.
You can't spell Tagovailoa without an L, which is exactly what the Pats are going to go down to their House of Horrors in Miami Gardens at J-Lo Jimmy Buffett Hard Rock Stadium and hang on them. Look, it's going to be a hard-fought game. I don't think the Pats roll by any stretch of the imagination. but they have the better team. Miami is an absolute tire fire at this point. Borregales makes all of his field goals this week. Give me Patriots 23, Miami Dolphins 17. It's not a get-right game, Andy and Ted. It's a get-better game.
Mm. All right. I couldn't spell Tagovailoa even if I tried, let alone with the L. Ted Johnson.
No way, man. All right. So what you guys ever been to dog races before?
Nope.
Okay. Well, there's this thing. Okay, you go to, right, Fitzy, don't you bet on the dog that takes the big poop right before he races?
Absolutely, because he's lighter weight.
Okay, boom. Same thing with this game. You always pick the team, playing the team that had the team meeting the week before the game. And so the Patriots are playing the Dolphins after they had the most worthless waste of time team meeting on Tuesday, the Miami Dolphins players did. And so that tells me that there is trouble down there. The guys are not on the same page, and you talk about they're pros. I'm not so sure they are pros.
Oh,
Andy, down there, they look like they gave up in parts of that game against the Colts in Week One.
Week One.
So if you cannot beat the Dolphins with where their head is at collectively, that team doesn't want to play for that coach. They are miserable down there. So the Patriots are winning this game, and they're going to score more than 25 points. For the first time in like 2 years, right?
Wow, yeah.
So I got the Patriots 27-20.
Okay. Nice. Bet the I'll team that it. Took the biggest poop. Stiz, your pick.
Well, if there's one thing you guys know about me, it's that I do not learn my lesson. And that is why I'm going 24-21 Patriots. Patriots. I think that Miami is a dumpster fire.
Homer.
Maybe our team doesn't have their ish together just yet, but not as bad as Miami. 24-21, your New England Patriots.
So that is three Patriots picks out of four, but the remaining producers will even it out. Brian Frazoco has Dolphins 23, Patriots 20. I have Dolphins 28, Patriots 24. So we have three.
Split. We got a hung jury.
That's right, we do. We have three on the Dolphins, three on the Patriots, and those, Andy Hart, are our picks.
Real quick, to those of you that picked the Patriots, are you picking the Patriots to win the game, or are you picking the Dolphins to lose the game, to give you
both?
Yeah. I felt like that. The tone of that seemed to be...
I'm expecting the Dolphins to not play their best game.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Okay.
Or that.
I hope you're right, because I think that would be nice for Patriots Monday, for example, to talk to Drake May coming off a victory.
Maybe yeah.
Scores 20. Yeah. 27 maybe. Points would be good. Feel better. Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. You know what was really awesome of the local media to do was to ask Tyreek Hill why it's been over a year since he hasn't had a 30-plus yard reception, Andy. And so now he was laughing today. And he's guaranteeing he's going to do it. So, Ted, do you put any stock in that kind of motivation or no?
Yeah, and we'll hear that audio you're referencing on the other side in Odds and Ends as WEEI Afternoons winds down here at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where we're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Odds and Ends up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Reason, rhyme or reason, you haven't caught a pass for over 30 yards in a full year.
You trying to piss me off today?
No, I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just trying to ask you what is going on, because we see you, the speed is there.
Yeah.
But are the throws there?
I don't know, bro. Like I say, I'm just grateful to be here, bro. I love my job, bro. Hey, it'll come. It's going to come.
You know what I learned from that? I don't think Tyreek Hill would like my questions. I think I would get a, why are you trying to piss me off today, Andy? Because, I mean, all the guy asked was a fact. You've gone a year without a play of over 30 yards, and he didn't want to be asked about that.
Tyreek, what are you getting at?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no, I'm getting at, it's been a year since you had a play of 30 yards. Like, Ted Johnson, if it's been a year since you've had more than three tackles in a game. What are you getting at?
What are you getting at, bro?
You used to have 10 tackles. Now you have three. Why don't you have 10 anymore, kind of thing? But that was Tyreek Hill answering the question, and that's one of those numbers that led to me kind of thinking he might be done, that there isn't really an answer, that it's just the natural evolution of a 31-year-old wide receiver who gets by on
speed,
being cheetah, being quicker and faster than everybody, and maybe he's not quite up to his own level. Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We got a big baseball game here tonight, and I think we have Christian Arcan on the line here, going to host the Mass Mutual pregame show. He's going to yell at you and tell you why things are going to go awesome, right, Christian Arcan?
I'm going to yell. What am I going to yell?
Why things are going to go awesome this series. Red Sox, Yankees, Giolito, Bayo, Crochet.
So it's going to be like it's like happy yelling. I'm going to be like doing some happy yelling.
Well, yeah, you always yell. You're always yelling.
It's true. It doesn't matter. Like the tone and tenor, it gets delivered in a yell. That's true.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I think that tonight there is certainly a lot to look into. And because there's so much to discuss, it's not just going to be me. I have got Cooper Boardman here, and him and I are going to be in for 8 minutes to start. And then also, he'll be in with me for the Mass Mutual pregame show, because this is not a job for one man tonight. I needed some assistance.
It's a big series, big game tonight. I think it takes two men to get it done. But are we... I don't feel the confidence. All right, pause. But are we going to feel good? Come Monday, are we going to, you know, as Jimmy Buffett would say, come Monday, are we going to feel good about the Boston Red Sox?
They've dominated the Yankees so thoroughly this year that I have to say yes. I have to. I can't. I feel, even though I'm nervous about it,
contractually obligated,
anxious and worried and all these other things, which we'll discuss in the next 8 minutes, I have to say yes. It's the Yankees. They have no answers for the Red Sox this year. And you do have the pitchers that you want pitching in this series. So I'm thinking yes. I'm thinking we might be looking at another two out of three, with the Yankees taking the third game like they did last time in that last series.
I'll take it.
A sweep would really be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'll take a – Alex Cora has been consistent all year, right? Win the series, always win the series.
Yes.
So I'll take two, and then the Yankees can have one on the back end, and that'll ease my fears, because I have become a little – Fitzy would call it cynical. I don't know what it is. I suddenly have, like, accepted that there is actually a possibility that the Red Sox could miss the playoffs. I had put that to bed. I didn't think that was a possibility.
The way Texas is playing and Seattle, that's not really that crazy, honestly. I mean,
I know.
It's a danger. I don't think it's likely to happen, but it's definitely a danger. It's not off the table. Did I hear you guys say, by the way, that there's not a lot of Yankee fans around there?
No.
Oh, no. We've not hear it from us.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen many Yankees.
Oh, really? I've seen a ton.
Well, you are facing the window, so you probably have a better view.
Teddy, what's the ratio, would you say?
I'd say two to one. Red Sox fans. It's more Red Sox. It's not more Yankees.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's definitely more Red Sox than Yankees, and I do see a few out there actually now when I look around, some Yankees jerseys, but it's going to be a pro Red Sox crowd. I'd say 3-1.
With
three
Yankee fans, you smell them before you see them. That's how it's
going. Oh, why are we taking shots? What are we doing?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Thought we were going to keep this classy. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to do it from Fenway Park. Stick around. Cooper Boardman, Christian Arcan, the Mass Mutual pregame show, as well as their little 8 minutes of fun lead-in. Red Sox, Yankees, Fenway Park this weekend. Huge series. Patriots down in Miami. Huge game.
Huge.
Massive sports weekend in the city of Boston. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 6, to talk about it. Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Drake May. Fingers crossed, coming off a victory, his first victory of the season. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Went to Lidl Seafoods. It was cool. For the first time in months, two people offered to pay the check. I was like, wow, this is going well.
And we'll talk to you Monday.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.